Hoosiers gathered at the State House Monday to protest bills targeting LGBTQ youth. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports none of the nearly two dozen bills identified have received hearings yet, but activists are worried.
LGBTQ activists and advocates are concerned about a wide variety of bills this session, but several bills that would ban gender-affirming care for transgender youth rise to the top of many of their concerns. Zoe Hallen Byrne is the Director of Engagement for Indiana Youth Group. Indiana ranks second worst for youth suicide in the country, and she says these bills could make it worse.
We've got these really bad statistics of what happens when youth are not being supported. So by making healthcare accessible to trans youth and non-binary youth and queer youth in general is a valuable lifeline. It's going to keep a lot of these youth alive.
The event at the State House was hosted by the ACLU of Indiana. The ACLU says it is watching closely for when these bills begin to get hearings. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.